Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And Bill, what is going on today in Creighton with Shin Daddy at Midwest Bank?
3M Monday. 3M Monday. Mocha, muffins, and Mad Magazines. Got a little lounge Mad set magazines. Up. You can come in, get a mocha, muffin, and the old school Mad Magazines will be laying around for your reading enjoyment.
What me worry?
What's that?
What me worry? That's the kid on the. That's the kid. That's the Mad Magazine kid. What me worry?
I did not know that.
Yeah, with their cheesy smile.
Yeah. People will. They'll text in. Okay, so this is set up.
What's that? Well, it's like a lounge. It's the big oversized couches and chairs and it's dim lighting, kind of like that. The smell of coffee and the it's like you're
coming. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. It's a definite. It's definitely. It's kind of like a New York City coffee house. Yeah, okay. So you roll in there.
And whose idea was
with
this?
Tamara and Steve collaborated on it. Steve came with the Mad Magazine. Tamara came with the Mocha and Muffins.
Mocha, Muffins, and Mad Magazine.
3M Monday.
Wow.
I always like to walk in and just read some. Remember Mad Magazine?
Yeah.
That was a big deal.
It was.
And it wasn't huge for me.
It wasn't me either.
But for a lot of people, it was huge.
Yeah.
Mad Magazine.
God, Parallel Lives.
We're getting a name for the. It was not. What'd you say it was?
What Me Worry.
I'm seeing Alfred E. Newman.
Yes, it was Alfred E. Newman.
But his saying was, what me worry. Okay.
That could be.
Okay, but it's not his name, though.
But Alfred E. Newman was the guy. Kind of reddish hair.
Yes.
Kind of reddish
hair.
Yeah,
what me worry is the thank you. Corey says, what me worry is the catchphrase. But his name was Alfred E. Newman. Thank you, everybody.
I know him as what me worry, but Alfred E. Newman.
Hey, mocha, muffins, and Mad. Imagine coming in. Hey, listen, give me a blueberry muffin, a mocha. And I'm going to sit down and read
over
it.
Here.
And the best part, it's Mad Magazine's from the 70s.
We'll kill some time.
Kill some time right there. What are you reading, Mad Magazine?
I'm fine with this one. Yeah. It's quiet.
Yeah. So you're going to the bank today then? You might be there.
You'd enjoy this.
It would be quiet.
You're not leaving with a rabbit or doing any sort of arc welding.
Sawdust on the floor.
No, she's not coming up with cards and saying, pick a card. Pick a card, any card.
Magic Monday.
Yeah. Shinny, why are you dressed like that?
Are you telling me this is better than Twitty City? If you can't say it's better than Twitty City. Love to lay you down.
The sawdust was the problem for Twitty City. A lot of sawdust. He wasn't in on the sawdust.
Also, Connor.
I love to lay you down's playing over the loud.
Tight fitting jeans.
At the bank.
It's on a loop.
It's on the loop. Just keep playing Love to Lay You Down for an hour straight. Twitty City.
Twitty City's a brilliant idea.
Neon sign outside. It's
how is there not a Twitty City?
It's 8:44 in the morning.
Tight-fitting jeans.
Tight-fitting jeans comes on.
Starts blaring.
In those tight-fitting.
We are cackling.
We're cackling.
It's like the view.
Yes, this is very, very much. This is very like the view.
That sounds like a great day at Midwest Bank. Please stop by in Creighton. By the way, before we get to the crown. I need to give some kudos to somebody here, a certain team. We didn't mention this at all yet. Congrats to Nebraska baseball.
They won
two out of three games at home against Oregon State, top 10 ranked Oregon State.
They put up 16 runs yesterday.
Yeah, 16-7.
16-7.
I think they had a nine. They Bill would There's be. Lot, I thought of Bill.
I think it was 16-7. I believe yesterday.
Like crooked scores in this.
I thought about Bill in this because they had two outs. Nebraska had two outs and they sent 11 straight batters to the plate.
That's not
I
bad.
I think it was a 9-run seventh or a 7th-run.
Just imagine being the manager.
No, 9-run seven.
It's gotta get one here. It's getting out. It's gotta get one. Gotta get plays in second. State,
really.
Plays
really?
At third.
Really? They got 11 straight batters on us.
The scores, the Nebraska wins Friday night 7-3. They lose Saturday 16-5. And then they win 16-7 yesterday. So really important series, really big win. Against number 5 ranked Oregon State.
The RPI jumped 50 spots.
Yeah. That'll work. That'll play.
Yeah. Now they're like, last I saw last night, 77 now. Nebraska 77.
Nebraska improved to 12-15 overall and 4-8 conference play.
And a couple Lincoln kids hit big dingers. Will Jeske and Max Butenbach.
You got it, yes.
Both Lincoln kids. I have to highlight the Lincoln kids.
You do.
I do. I felt myself, what would I be if I was the pitching coach / manager that got a jog out? And I would have loved it to go out and talk to the guy that pitched 3 pitches and gave up 3 home runs to start the game.
Oh, in Milwaukee.
That was Nestor Cortez for the...
gave up 3 pitches, 3 home runs to start the game. Because I would have been kind of chuckling. I'd have been lighthearted about this one. I'm like, okay, I'm kind of like, hey, do you have any idea why I'm out here? Well, yeah, I've thrown 3 pitches.
I have an idea why they've you hit, might be here.
They've hit 3 out of the park.
The Yankees. Yeah. Then I think there was an out. Maybe another one. There was an out, and then there was another.
Or, yes, I didn't know that.
It was.
Look, give up 4.
Yeah. No, it was two. So it was first 3, and then 2 outs. And then
two outs.
A fourth one in the fourth inning, in the first inning. He allowed 5 by the time his day was over. Nestor Cortez.
Nestor.
His ERA is like at 36 right
now. What are you saying in the dugout? The first 3 pitches come in like that. You're down 4-0, whatever. 5-0, whatever it is. They're down. Hey,
I don't know.
You'd have to joke with him.
I hope you have a sense of humor.
I hope you have a sense of humor with that. You got to be like going, hey, we got to joke about this a little bit.
I hope he has a sense of humor.
Yes.
Rough or he's going to bust in the chops.
There you go. All right. Tonight, we've got basketball. Nebraska basketball will
Hoops.
Play
what
in
time?
The Crown at 7:30 on FS1 against Arizona State. 13-19 ASU, but you wouldn't know that if you looked at the website.
Tell so
you said,
why,
you said the records aren't on the website. Is that correct?
I mean, if you just type in college basketball Crown Field, anything that comes up doesn't have records of the teams, which I regard as a broad conspiracy. Yeah. Maybe not, but definitely the official website for the Crown, and it does have an official website. It does not have the records anywhere, which I we have to be respectful, okay? Don't we? Don't
well,
we have
the hard part is
don't we have to be respectful to Bryce Williams?
We do. And Juwan Gary.
Juwan Gary.
Absolutely. You're still playing.
Yeah. Absolutely. You're still playing.
Yeah.
And they've kept themselves together. It gets great.
Yeah.
It's odd with like a couple players. The top player from Arizona State's already gone. So several of their players have
Here's
gone.
The deal.
Have left. I've heard they've only got like 8 or 9 players left.
Here's the deal.
And like I said, we just saw
the portal has not hurt Nebraska yet at all, really.
Not yet.
They've just raised $5,000 for NIL.
They're riding high. Arizona
good.
State raised $5,000. So here's a right out of a Husker Extra. The Sun Devils dealt with injuries all season. Senior B.J. Freeman was dismissed from the team in February, and freshman, I'm going to say Jason Sainon, entered the transfer portal and quickly committed to St. John's after Arizona State was eliminated for the Big 12 tournament. Yeah. So, yeah, they've lost 2 of their best players. I think, Bill, you're right. I think
there's
down
a few
to
other,
eight.
Yeah. There's
down
a
to 8. Yeah. 13-19. Nebraska would play if they win the winner of Washington State and Georgetown. Don't know the records.
They're hidden for a reason.
Yeah, Georgetown's over 500. I think Washington State is too. They're over 500.
But we do know that some of these teams are not.
I bet they're about a 15-15.
Yeah,
I'm going to bet.
I got it.
Georgetown, I told you guys, strangely, sometimes I'd get home in time for the 6 p.m. FS1 Big East game, and I saw Georgetown a couple times. They're not bad. They'd be tough. I don't know how many guys they got.
Georgetown is 17-15 overall. They were 8-12 in conference play.
Yeah, there
so over 500.
Yeah. Well, how about Washington State? I think they're way over 500. Washington State. I don't know that though.
This tournament is simply based off of one thing in my mind.
What is that?
Who's ever the most interested?
Yeah.
Not the best team. Who's the most interested? Who actually
has got their guys?
Who goes there, has their guys and are committed to,
hey, we're going to play a game. The next day is our off day. What are we doing in preparation? Mm-hmm. Are we dialing into what we're what? Okay, we're playing Washington, whoever it is.
Yeah.
Are you dialed into it? Are you excited to play? Because mm-hmm. there'll be these teams. There'll be 4 to 5 that do not even want to be there.
Right.
The staffs don't even want to be there.
They won't.
Washington State was 19-14. They were in the West Coast Conference this year.
So who's ever the most interested in right now? It kind of appears as if it's Nebraska.
I think they seem interested. I think so.
They haven't lost their team.
Yeah,
I mean, Raleigh Worcester's out with injury. Mia is a game time decision with injury, but nobody's transferred out.
Not yet. Fred said not yet. He didn't close the door on that somebody could leave. But yeah, no, they got their Nebraska's got their team. I imagine.
Well, just reverse it. Just imagine right now if let's say Nebraska wasn't playing and they had no team like Indiana and like Arkansas. Just met with the team.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And there is no team.
There is no team. And so can you imagine that at what the fan base would be like here? I mean, it would be – Indiana's got to be upside down.
I wonder what it would be like.
If you had to go
Fred's out, losing 7. Yeah. I mean, he's losing 7 guys. 7's a big number.
It's a big number.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to replace 12 to 14.
Oh, God.
Having it gel right away or have it work out the first year.
That's why I think that you always think about this, but this didn't happen this year, but where teams get a lot better late, all of a sudden they start to figure each other out a little bit. Yeah. Kind of.
Or it can go the other way too. They lose a little bit and they just don't come together at all. It's just a team that
you don't know
together.
Each other.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Get down. What was it like there? Yeah. That was pretty cool, huh? You like it here?
Yeah. It's kind of a crapshoot, right?
Yeah. That'd be kind of, imagine being in Indiana. Well, just talk to the veterans. They'll show you how to get around campus. There's
nobody here.
There's nobody here. The graduate assistants are like, okay, this would be the student union. This is the union.
I can't. Now, Bill, if you were a coach, maybe they don't sweat it at all because there's just a line of guys that want to go.
You sweat
Indiana.
It. You Do sweat you? It. You have concerns.
There's I'm no, not. I don't know. I'm
there's
saying
nothing
I don't
makes
know.
You more excited than returning a talented team. Nothing makes you more excited than returning.
So now you're going to get a bunch of guys that are, you know, I don't know. They're just on the move.
And do you have the funds to make it work? Do you have the NIL to
make
it?
They do. Indiana does. That would be heartening. They do. No, Indiana has a lot of money. They're loaded up. They'd be one of the top 4 NIL teams in the Big Ten.
They need 14 players, though.
I know. It's a lot.
It's a lot. Especially when you're trying to get 14 and you're trying to get guys to come on your team that really aren't going to play. We needed some practice players. We need some guys that are just going to... Not easy.
I don't think so, Bill. I don't think so. Maybe DeVries, his name
He's
is
good.
DeVries.
Yeah, Tucker DeVries.
Maybe Tucker DeVries would say, no, it's not that bad. I have
first
some guys
question
lined
is,
up.
Who's he bringing from West Virginia?
Right.
Well, obviously, Darian's his son is Tucker. Say, yes. Tucker, the son, is,
Tucker's
good,
the
is
son.
A good player.
Yeah, and Darian is the dad.
Yes, and Tucker is good.
Now, Darian might tell you, no, I got... 5 guys lined up right now, and then this guy we're going to offer $2 million to, and he's coming from wherever. It might not be that bad. It'd freak me out, but maybe it doesn't freak those guys out.
What freaks me out is a lot of players that would not make it in the G League, would not make it, are getting offered $500,000
or more.
The G League pays $80,000. That's what to be in the G pays $80,000 a year, and there's going to be guys that they're going to play this year. And then have no chance to move on. Mm-hmm. They're not playing the NBA. They're not playing the G League either.
But they're going
to
make.
They're going to make 500 this year, someplace, a different place.
Yep.
I mean, the numbers for those that are getting, they're averaging 7.8 points a game or something is remarkable.
I wonder if that's why college basketball looks so good to me right now. It looks good. Auburn's really, really good. Like they're really good. Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing in football. You talk about all, you know, college football, the fans, all of that. We said it all last 2 years. Turn the TV on. Really fun to watch.
The SEC.
Really good games. Really
I'm
going
to say
games.
The SEC is. I'm not saying the Big Ten always is to me, but the SEC basketball.
The big
really
games,
good.
I guess, are.
Yeah, they
when
are.
When all of a sudden
you don't have to agree with me on that.
You throw on Northwestern, Purdue. I'm not like going like, well, this is worth watching.
Nope.
Now, Vanderbilt, worth watching last year. They were worth
they
watching.
Were good.
They're worth watching.
Those SEC teams at the top are crazy good. I mean, Auburn is now. They're not. I'm not saying they're the favorite to win. Duke's the favorite to win, but you watch Auburn. It's Johnny Broome. He's really good, but man, they got seven other guys that are really good. I mean, it's ridiculous.
If you were in Vegas today for the crown, or just walking around, join a time in Vegas. You could watch four games. 2 o'clock. Utah and Butler will be in the MGM Grand. That's a 16-16 Utah team with the interim head coach Craig Smith got fired, and Butler is 14-19. At 4:30, so you got a 16-16 team versus a 14-19 team. Oh, then you have
with a fire coach.
At 4:30, you'll have these are decent records. George Washington 21-12 against Boise State 24-10. I think respectable.
You found a website.
I'm on ESPN here.
Okay.
I think those two teams are interested. I think George Washington and Boise will be somewhat interested. I really do.
Then we mentioned Nebraska, of course, 17-14, ASU 13-19, 7:30 in FS1, and the nightcap at 10 p.m. FS1. Washington State 19-14, Georgetown 17-15. I would ask the Breakers 464-5685, are you legitimately interested? Are you going to watch this tournament? Are you going to watch Nebraska tonight? 464-5685. I'm not going to judge you either way, because this is not the NCAA tournament.
We might judge
the Final Four is already set. This is late in the year.
We do that here.
Where are you at in terms of your interest level at all for the Crown tournament in Vegas? 402-464-5685. Before we read, what do you guess
What if I came in tomorrow just shot, tired, okay, stay up and watch the 10 o'clock game? Stay up to see who Nebraska was going to play.
Took
stats.
These are my own stats.
Took personal stats.
Did you look them up? No, I kept them right here and I got a book.
I did a shot chart.
I think that I
Gino
think
says hell gonna, no, not interested. Eric, not even slightly interested. Someone says hell yeah, GBR.
I think that I believe even the non-interested will probably turn it on. I really do. I think because it's Monday. What else is there? Like, hey, I got to see this. I got to make sure I catch the Brewers Braves.
Hey,
tonight.
It's baseball season. People might be that way. There's some diehards out there for baseball.
What else you hear?
Of course, always support the Huskers. Brian says my interest would be a 6 out of 10. That's interesting.
Not bad.
Is it a must win? We're not doing that.
It's a must win.
Season's over if you lose.
Must win.
Playing that game?
Are we going must win? This is a must
January 4, must win.
Pops in Minnesota says, I'll be watching. T and Davey says, hell yes, because I'm a skur. All right. I appreciate that, T.
Must win.
Jesse Milford, definitely going to watch Nebraska. I mean, people are saying mostly that they're going to watch. Early on, no. But I'd say in general, there's people are curious about how this goes. It's Nebraska sporting event.
It'd be very Nebraska-like to make a run to the championship game of this tournament. It would be very Nebraska-like.
Someone says, I am proud of this team wanting to play. They could have stopped playing basketball and said we're
100.
Good. You respect that.
Great
totally
respect that.
Yep. Totally respect that. And I totally respect those. I mean, Bryce, number one, but the veterans, I respect the guys. So I might watch.
Ben in Chicago says, not a chance I won't listen or watch for one single second.
Okay. So made a stance.
It's easy to be cynical about it. It's just a made-for-TV event, right?
I mean, it's something that's the timing is unique and cool for when there's nothing on, and so you get a chance to watch it. Where the NIT is just kind of matched up with it. You have no idea what's going on with the NIT.
I have no clue who's left who even played in the NIT.
Now, the only people that know anything about the Crown are the 16 teams playing in it. There's not probably your random fan going like, hang on a second.
But if you're ESPN and your Sports Center, you don't have any basketball this week. You got baseball on. That's it. Are you showing highlights of the Crown on Sports Center?
On Fox.
I don't think it makes it. I don't think it makes them. They might give
it
the
is live.
That's something to watch tomorrow.
Yeah, there might be some scores. That might be about it.
That's a good question though. Would they show highlights of Nebraska and Arizona? I don't know. Arizona State.
Maybe if it's a top 10 play, possibly.
I thought the women's thing was odd. That there's one game left for the Final Four. Usually they play them all on the same day, and there's one game left.
Who's left?
I know it's UConn, and they're playing against, USC.
Okay.
UConn, USC. Interesting is because so far they've played three games. UConn, they're a 2 seed, and their margin of victory is 52 points. Their margin of victory is 52 points a game, and they're a 2 seed.
Jeez.
And they're playing USC without their best player, who tore her ACL.
Don't forget one more thing about Nebraska before this ends. If Nebraska were to win this tournament and go undefeated, that would mean that they were undefeated in tournaments. They went undefeated in Hawaii, didn't play in the Big Ten tournament, And they could win this without losing the postseason.
Tourney team.
They could be a true tourney team without losing the game this season at all.
Arizona State 4-16 in the Big 12. 4-16.
The press is only a 4.5-point favorite in this game, by the way. 4.5-point favorite. Before we get to break, three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Bad words. Very bad words.
Bad words.
Me and Trump say the same words. We do. Yeah. Same way. If you want to avoid it getting hacked, or if you are hacked and need help, please call our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of Nebraska. 99% retention rate, and they give free consultations. They do managing IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, everything else. If you want a one-stop shop for all things IT, go to AppliedConnective.com today.
Think about this in technology. Every day there's people out there by the tons trying to figure out a way to scam you.
Oh, God.
That's all they're doing. They're trying to figure out a way to get to you.
You're right.
Do something stupid, log in, click on something. Yep. So they give classes. They will talk to your entire company and like, hey, listen, here's what's going to get you. If you guys do this, this is what's going to get you. How does it happen? Because sometimes it's just some person that just makes a mistake. And like that, how does it know it's a fake email? It's this. They do all that.
Applied technology.
All they do every day. There's people out there just trying to stick it to you. And that's what they do. They fight it.
AppliedConnective.com. When we come back, Deion Sanders got paid, and he's ticking around Colorado. We'll discuss that next in an early break in the ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.